something a few of us might be guilty of, and now sociologist Abby Schoenboom is letting professionals share their professional skiving stories. Hello, Abby.
Hello.
Hello. So it's good of you not to skive off this interview. I'm glad you're here. What is this concept all about, then?
Well, the exhibit itself features six English workers, and they talk about how they waste time at work. But I try to think of it as how people reclaim time at work. And it's fully interactive. People can go on the web and share their stories.
Reclaim time at work within the rules. You know, you are sounding like a politician, don't you? So in your opinion, skiving is what, a necessary part of work time sanity, or is it nicking time from the boss?
Well, if you look back to the historian E.P. Thompson, who looked at artisans in the 17th century, he said that it was pretty much a natural, innate human practice that we would alternate between a little bit of work, a little bit of play. And so in that sense, I think it's sort of necessary.
I like the fact that you've discovered the origin of the word skive. So it's the French we have to thank for all this. Some may say not surprisingly, but tell me where this word comes from.
Well, the research I did was basically looking at dictionary definitions, and as far as I can gather, it comes from the word esquiver, which is to slink away, which I find very vivid.
And some of the stories you've been hearing so far, tell me what people do get up to.
Well, what I've been interested in is, first of all, the types of workers that I've heard from range from a teacher's, a stay-at-home mother, said she was a skiver, a personal trainer, lawyers, IT professionals. And one of the things is they invent a lot of games, very elaborate games that they play at work.
Like what?
Well, this one, one of the people who's featured, he's called himself Harold Handsome, and he talks about a game called In the Tape, where he and his workmates throw juggling balls into this giant roll of tape that's been left in the office, and the prize is a keyring featuring Mike Baldwin from Coronation Street.
Oh yes.
It sort of moves around the desks during the day, but nobody, no one in authority knows why.
Right. So that's one of them. And do you find that those who are in the professions are just, well, they're just, I was going to say lazier, or maybe more creative, whichever way you want to take this, in nicking those moments for themselves, than those who are actually doing sort of manual hard work?
Well, I think it goes across the board. I really do. I think the internet has changed things for a lot of what we might call knowledge workers, people who have got that connectivity that gives them a little more freedom. And also the management practices in more white-collar jobs tend to be a bit looser, and we're left to our own devices more. So people in that sort of area are able to skive in very interesting ways.
Right. Well, thank you very much for speaking to us. That is Abby Schoenboom. And, you know, if it is, as Abby says, a work of art, what are the artistic ways you get out of doing any work where you are? 85058. And, you know, sort of especially those creative games that keep you occupied through the day. We'd love to hear about them.
It's 4:26. A man and a boy have been found guilty of directing homophobic chants at the Portsmouth Defender Salt.